I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and I imagine open water lakes as you get halfway up to Brookings from Sioux Falls, but have you started your spawning operation yet?
Yeah, we have. We put nets into Twin Lakes at the start of the week, and our test nets had a ripe walleye right away, and so we ramped up the nets there and spawned 17 walleyes yesterday. So you know, it's already going. Water temperatures were in the mid to upper 40s on Tuesday. So you know, they had just heated up even under the ice, and so I think it's going to be a pretty protracted or quick spawn this year. As soon as that ice goes off, we're going to have to get at those fish if we're going to get any eggs.
What class of fish, what size of walleyes, females, did you spawn out?
You know, they're pretty nice fish in there. They're not the really big ones that we used to have in there, but I think they said they were decent fish. So I'm guessing, you know, in that 2, 3, 5, 6 pound range.
Okay.
So some pretty nice fish. They figure we probably took about 2 million eggs that day. So,
do you think there's any lakes like Lake Madison that could be quite a bit of the ice out, to your knowledge?
You know, Madison is still, the ice is just barely hanging in there. My guess is it's really black, and so I think if we get that wind like they're predicting today and tomorrow, it will be ice out on those lakes. Our lakes down around here, the ice is just totally rotten. It just is going to take a wind to open things up because they're just about ready to go.
Well, the fishing from the river, anything besides Flandreau, anything around Brookings?
You know, the reports have been scarce. I gather that they're the west side of Oakwood Lake along the oil road there. There's been people fishing there every time, and on Sunday evening there was quite a crowd there. So I gather they're getting walleyes there, and those walleyes would probably be pretty nice if it's Oakwood Lake. There's probably some 3, 4, 5 pound fish in the mix. So I think that's been decent. Other than that, you know, Flandreau, and then the edges of these lakes. I know Lake Campbell's opened up down here, and I think they're picking up a few fish. I haven't heard of anything hot and heavy, but I think they're catching a few fish. And then of course, down around Sioux Falls, if those fish are right in the middle of the spawn there, they can be a little difficult to catch. So,
well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks offices, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Kyle Lenzner, the conservation officer, and as far as fishing, open water areas, not many around, but have you seen any fish caught?
A few guys are getting some, yeah. Mainly northern right now. Even the northern aren't biting the greatest. It's just that time of year right now with the spawning going on. They're more interested in that spawning activity than they are the actually biting lure or any kind of bait. So
yeah.
I'd say give it another week and a half or so here, and they should start getting a little more aggressive again and start going after some of them baits.
Any places over in Clark County, maybe a little shore fishing also, where there's enough open water around shore?
I'd say, especially by this weekend, I would expect to see a little more. Ice is starting to get pretty dark, so I'd say here come this weekend, I would say there'd be more opportunity. Otherwise, Dry Lake and up by Reed Lake, there's a few places where the water has been running in and stuff, and it's been it's a little shallower, so it opened up already, and guys are trying it. Reed Lake, I haven't seen anything yet for guys catch anything. They've been trying it, but I haven't really been catching much. Dry Lake, I've seen a few northern get caught. But other than that, I haven't heard of any walleye being caught yet. So,
well, this time of the year, water running, there is spearing of rough fish that's legal right now, isn't it?
Yep, guys are going out, and they're the main one I see right now is guys taking their bows out and shooting the carp and stuff. No issues there. So the biggest issue we've had with those individuals is some of them leaving carp behind. So there's no issues as long as they're taking those carp with them after they shoot them, and everything would be legal there. Also, a few guys have been targeting the northern, which is not legal at this time. It's still closed until May 1st there. So,
is this one of the first years you can take northern May 1st on by spearing or bows?
Well, we've created that spearing season here not too long ago. So,
yeah,
it used to be, we used to have the stream closures. Those have kind of gone away here. There's not as many as there used to be. There's still a few, but not very many. Usually most of those closed streams are up in the northeast, like the Roberts, Marshall County. We don't have very many down here anymore.
Yeah.
The only one in, one of the few that's in Coddington there is just that one up by Punished Woman Round Lake up there.
Okay.
Otherwise down by Hamlin County down there below the spillway.
Okay. Well, Kyle Lenzner out of the Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks office, thank you. Well, now we head out to Whitlock Bay, pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, this time of the year, we've got ice on most of the lakes back here, but it's usually Owyhee's been out of ice for quite a while. How's it looking now?
Well, as of this morning, I've got just a little ridge ice down in front of the house here. I think that's because of the north wind that kind of blew it back. But yesterday it was all blowed way, way to the north from Swiftbird on up and then going west to here. On the west side of the bridge, it's been open for about, almost 2 days now. And they say down, like I haven't been to Sutton Bay, but they said down there some people told me that it was open both directions as far as they could see. And I was in Pier yesterday up by the dam and drove by Spring Cow Creek and face of the dam up there, couldn't see any ice any place up there, so that's all wide open up there.
Well, Whitlock Bay is kind of a magnet for northerns. Is the fishing, shore fishing or from boat in there, been any good?
They're catching some fish. There was three guys on Monday that had 11 northerns. They didn't have anything, no 20 pounders or anything, but it looked like they had, fish from six to 10 pound range. And I think they were primarily just casting lures, daredevils and spoons and that kind of stuff. And I've heard some other fish being caught. So yeah, it's definitely time.
How about the fishing below the dam at Pier? Is that pretty steady now?
Actually pretty slow water temp. I was down Monday just to try the boat out a little bit. Didn't fish much more than a couple of hours. And, warmest water I could find was like 38 degrees. Really, really clear, crystal clear water. And in 12 foot, I could see the bottom of the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Really clear and cold. And marked a few fish, didn't do any good at all, didn't have any bites or anything. But I think further south, you get down around Chamberlain, Fort Thompson, they're doing pretty good down there.
Chuck Krause, pro guy out of the Whitlock Bay area, thank you. Marty Burkhardt on the phone, time to sharpen up the shooting eye for the year.
Yes, I wanted to announce that we are going to have opening for the season next Tuesday. We will usually open around 5:30. We're ready for shooters, and we'll shoot till, dark. So inviting anyone that is interested, come on out. It's open to the public. You do not have to be a member. We will be doing league sign-ups for men's league. At that time, usually we run a three-man men's league. We'll also be taking sign-ups for youth league, which is there is no cost to the youth that wants to shoot youth league other than the $25 club membership. Other than that, the targets and the shells are at no cost. You get, I believe it is 10 rounds. So that's, we're available also to any youth shooters, and We will be open Tuesdays and Thursday nights now through August.
Well, that's a pretty neat deal to recruit the youngsters. Now, is the minimum age on that at 12 or older than that?
Well, we really don't have a minimum age as long as a parent is along. We prefer to have them gone through hunter safety, but it isn't a requirement as long as a parent is there. So that we're a little flexible, but we do not want to see, you know, 10, 11-year-olds there without, yeah, you know, without a parent with them.
If they want to call you or someone for more information, what's the number?
Give me a call at 880-4184. I'll repeat that, 880-4184. And for those of you in the area that have not been to the Watertown Trappist Ski Club, we are just past Kapeska Lodge. Just go straight west to the first gravel road and go north about a half a mile. We're right there. We have 5 traps, 2 skeet ranges. We could set up for wobbles, doubles, and straight traps. So we invite the public to come out, get their skills sharpened up before the birds start flying this fall.
Marty Burkhart, Trap and Ski Club, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
And here's some additional outdoor information. The Glacial Lakes Walleye League event number 1 is April 30th, and from 5 to 9 o'clock, it'll be at a Hartford Beach State Park. And for more information, you can call Jay Johnson, 520-4726. Don't forget about signing up now for South Dakota's Hunt Safe class. You can log on to the website for Game Fish and Parks to register or call 223-7700. Saturday, June 9th is the date for the 33rd annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament, and it's $150 per two-man team, 80-team limit, and we have official entry forms here in the entryway at the radio station. Also entry forms for the Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Fishing Tournament, a 17 and under for two of them, and a adult angler. It's a $150 entry fee, and also more information, entry forms here in the entryway at the radio station. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And, well, I suppose, is there any open water casting areas in Day County or still people out fishing on some lakes?
You know, there's starting to be some open water. Some of the edges are starting to open up on some few lakes. And then where there's culverts, we're starting to see some open water there. And, you know, people are starting to fish some of those areas. I haven't heard of any real great bites yet, but they're starting to fish them. Up through this weekend, we were still ice fishing a fair number of lakes in the area, enemy swim, a lot of smaller bluegills being caught, but occasional nicer fish as well. And then on Wabay, the north end of that lake, towards the end of last week, the walleye bite started pretty strong, and people were doing pretty well on the walleyes on the north end through the ice on Wabay.
But even the Grenville grade, nothing really to fish anywhere from shore?
Well, yeah, that culvert, there's probably some open water. I just haven't been up there or heard anything, okay. But I'm guessing that culvert on that end. On the east end, probably some open water there, you would sure think, anyway. So I imagine, you know, that's one of the first places people definitely will be fishing in this once they get out.
Boy, with the way the calendar is and the sun angle and everything, when you get some open water, your spawning crews are just going to have to really just take off right away, aren't you?
Yeah, we're getting to that point now where those fish are going to be ready to go. As soon as we start losing this ice and get enough where we can get boats out, we'll be out there. We anticipate it being a pretty quick spawn, you know, 5 days probably at the most it'll be taking eggs, simply because once that ice is pretty much gone, that water, looking at the temperatures coming up, that water's going to warm up pretty quick, and so those fish are, they're going to be ready to go, and they're going to get done with what they need to do.
Maybe Northern's already doing some spawning, and if they do spawn when there's a lot of ice cover, does that usually mean there won't be any hatch?
No, I would say, yeah, I agree with you on the walleye, or the Northern's are probably close to spawning now, especially when those lakes where there's some open water along the edges, they'll be definitely spawning. But what happens when they spawn and the water is cold, it just takes a little bit longer for those eggs to hatch. You probably will see a little bit of mortality on some of those eggs because it's taken longer, but what it does is just slows them down, and they eventually, with the water, will start, hatching and eventually.
Well, and then Mother Nature's pretty difficult at times once they hatch, and then later on the walleye eggs hatch. Everything's got to be in place for them to have those small little things to eat, isn't it?
Right, yep, and that's definitely tied to the temperatures. We'll get the invertebrates, all the insects and zooplankton, phytoplankton going. So, but, looking at the forecast, things are going to really start warming up. So, hopefully things get clicking in within these water bodies and the food's produced and, everything goes pretty well. Since we are seeing a little bit of a rise on some of these, it's definitely usually a pretty good indication that, success is going to be higher on the reproduction with that higher water.
Dr. Brian Blackwell out of the Webster Office Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head over to Esteline, South Dakota, Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen. And as far as fishing, it seems that whole north side of Lake Ponset's a place to be, I guess.
Yeah, it's been, being used pretty good right now. Definitely seen plenty of use at Stonebridge. There's enough open water there that guys are starting to crowd in there in the evenings and do some good shore fishing. Over at the Hammers Bay, that's kind of really shut down a little bit. And which we all call it Almos access, that northeast access.
Is the water coming in, Dan, from Dry Lake into Ponset?
Yeah, it is. I was up there by the control structure just a couple days ago, and it's flowing in pretty good there. Which
okay.
There's not a lot a guy can do up there, but yeah, it's definitely flowing in.
Ice around the Clear Lake by Thomas, enough to fish from shore, maybe, in that small spot on the north end?
There probably was earlier in the week. I guess I should probably check it again this later part of the week. But this nice weather, my guess is the shorelines are probably giving away pretty good right now.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't drive miles upon miles to go over there and guarantee you're going to get on. Check it out first, because there could be a good chance the shorelines are going.
Other places, sometimes Lake Norton, but the bridge there between Mary and John and Albert, sometimes there's good casting there if it isn't too weedy. Have you seen any action?
I haven't. Typically this time of year, that the spillway from Lake Norton to the Highway 28 is now open, so typically about this time of year, I'll find people archery the carp out of there now, so... That's another good opportunity that's out there. The one thing, though, is be careful if you guys are going to be out spearing or archering, that, the pike season's still closed. So.
And if you do shoot or spear or bow and arrow carp, you got to take them with you. Don't leave them on the bank.
Yep. Take them with. There's plenty of farmers out there. Ask a farmer around. They'll use them, and they'll disc them under for fertilizer, so.
Well, Dan Sternhagen out of Hamlin County, thank you.
Okay.
Now we head out to Chamberlain, to the hillside. In fact, Gary Allen, pro guide, and he's on the water right now. And Gary, how's fishing?
Fish has slowed up a little bit out here in the Chamberlain area. In fact, hold on, we might have one on here just a minute.
Okay.
Wait there a second.
Yep.
Fish has slowed up a little bit out in Chamberlain. We are catching some fish out here, but the walleyes are in the spawn right now, and so it's slowed up a little bit. But I was out yesterday, and I had two guys out yesterday from in the Minnesota area, and they came in. We got their limits, took all day, and we had to really work at it yesterday. But they came in with their eight walleyes, and we had a good day yesterday out here. But it's slowed up a lot. We're spending a lot of time trying to catch what we're doing. So, but overall, this spring is pretty good fishing considering the weather and everything.
Well, good. Gary Allen, I'll give you a ring next week. Gary out of the hillside in Chamberlain, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.